The Algoma Repertory Theater is presenting Evil Dead the Musical for a second time since 2019, starting on Wednesday, October 27th and running 4 days until October 30th. It will be shown at Union Hall on 68 Dennis Street. The musical is a comedy based on the movies Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2. It follows five college students who go to an abandoned cabin in the woods and find an ancient book, which turns them all into demon zombies. Ash, the story's hero, battles the demons throughout the show. It's a comedy. It's very, very funny, said Mark Beaudet, the musical's director and artistic director of Algoma Repertory Theater. The show is campy, there's nothing scary about it, he said of the musical's genre. For an extra $5, audience members can sit in the splash zone, which includes a poncho and the opportunity to sit and get splattered with blood throughout the show. We've been rehearsing for 6 weeks and the show is really coming together. Everybody's having a blast doing it, Beaudet said. It's a couple hours to sit back and let laughter take away everything that everybody's been going through since March of 2020, he said. Everyone but three of the cast members are returning from the original show, and the three people that are new have really meshed with the rest. Having three new members brings a new twist to the original production. We're at about 50% right now and we expect over the next week to be close to sold out, he said of the ticket sales so far. Tickets are $35 each for general admission, and $40 for the splash zone. The show was really well received 2 years ago. Everyone that saw it had a good time, Beaudet said. Evil Dead the Musical is not suitable for children under the age of 17 due to the show's strong language and adult themes. Virtual Diagon Alley October 18-24 An evening at Hogwarts is hosting a virtual Diagon Alley Magical Market from October 18-24 in support of the Sioux Area Hospital Foundation Cancer Care Program. Browse the shops and make your shopping list from October 18-22, bid on auctions, and then shop the virtual Diagon Alley from Saturday October 23rd at 9 a.m. until Sunday October 24th at 6 p.m. Here you'll get all your bits and bobs for wizardry, local handcrafted wares, potions, amulets, elixirs and muggle things too, the event's Facebook page reads. Slug and Jiggers Apothecary's Liquid Luck giveaways will be available to win. Startup Drinks October 21st Meet, greet, drink and eat with Village Media this Thursday starting at 5 p.m. at Village Media HQ on 298 Queen Street East. Chat with entrepreneurs and innovators at this networking event by startup Sue St. Marie, and listen to special guest entrepreneur Jody Rebecca of Harterra as she talks about starting a business during a pandemic. Masks and social distancing will be required during the event and registration is required for entry. Sioux Symphony Orchestra at the Sioux Museum October 22. A string ensemble from the Sioux Symphony Orchestra will be playing at the Sioux Museum this Friday October 22 starting at 7:30 p.m. M.D. Dunn and Trevor Chur will be performing as the opening entertainment. Browers Jansen will provide refreshments. Tickets are $40 each and can be purchased at the Sioux Museum. Fall Fest, Scott Coffee Co. October 23, Scott Coffee Co. Near Value Village, is hosting its third annual Fall Fest this Saturday from 12 to 6 p.m. Celebrate the fall season and enjoy live music and fall flavors like apple cider samples, vegan and traditional chili and cornbread. Attendees will also have the opportunity to start on their holiday shopping from local vendors. Britta Wolfert, Jupiter Marvelous, Storm Rausch, Marty Siltanen, and Isabel Detti will perform. Have an event coming up? Add it to our community calendar here. Did we miss something? Email us at news@sioutoday.com.